Got to get up early in the morning with that old mule. You don't hear that old mule complain at all. You just work all day long. That old mule gonna get tired.
Don't you worry about the mule. You know the way now.
You know when that old mule starts? When he started his mess, I got to walk him. You need to know where to stop. That sucker work all day long. Yeah, you're right. You know you're my horse if you don't ever win a race. What a mule. make it roll the wagon wheel. Roll me, baby, make it roll the wagon wheel. Well, did roll me, little girl, and roll the wagon wheel. Have mercy.
Just got worse. So baby, please stay gone. You. tell you what she mean to me. Well, she's everything I wanted for a family. Well, she's strong and dedicated to the ones she loves. So I take my hands and lift them to the skies above. And I know you understand what I'm talking about. It's those pretty, sexy ladies that we got waiting on south. She's on fire, y'all. Oh my, she's my country girl. Say, but she's so fine. Oh my, she's my country girl. Well, she pulled me off the ground. If ever I'm feeling low, she's my lover. Friend, I thought I'd tell you so. She may call me 50 times on the telephone, but it's all because she loves me and I'm not alone. But she's on fire, y'all. Oh my, she's my country girl. Say, but she's on fire. Oh my, she's my country girl.
Seconds. U.S. Naval Observatory Mass.
You can't hold me, you can't control me. a deep breath.
You've got to free your mind. Let me shine. Free your mind. It's my time.
Let me get it.
Free your mind. You can't be envious all the time.
Baby, yeah. Ooh. Reveal the
Rock me like a rocking chair. Yeah, yeah. I said, rock me, mama. I said, rock me like a rocking chair. I said, you know you can rock me. You the best I've had anywhere. Talk to me, Ray Ray.
Morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning. We have a special guest in the studio this morning.
Good. I'm glad we can put her on.
Yeah. We are going to have her to say at least something.
Yeah, she got to say something to prove that she was here.
Yeah.
And so that they know she was working today.
Yeah, but before we do that, let us say good morning to Floyd Anderson. He's up there in his crawfish pond right now. And he's
I'm about to give Floyd a call here.
Oh, by the way, too, before I forget. You mentioned something about Lil Buck this morning.
Yes.
You didn't know what he was doing. On my way here, I passed on St. Charles Street. Yeah.
He was cooking.
No, he had two barbecue pits smoking.
I better stop by there.
Well, that's the whole point. The whole point is that he's getting ready for 4 o'clock this afternoon.
For everybody to be.
Yeah.
Boy, you have everybody to book out. Listen at him. John, we did get a call from Karen Lamell.
Karen Lamell.
That rings a bell. No? If not, don't worry about it. I'm going
to
get you.
Okay. Okay. Bring me up to
Don't
date,
strain your brain.
Okay.
Okay. Gerald Ozan.
Yes.
Does that ring a bell?
Yes. That rings a bell.
That rings a bell from Houston.
Right. Okay.
Gerald passed away, by the way, Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
And they will be doing his services at St. Anne on Monday. Mm-hmm. And it is from 8 to 12 visitation, and that will be at St. Anne's Church. And the viewing is from 8 to 12 for those of you that know Gerald Ozan, who was living in Houston. And did a recording of the prayer in French and sent to them.
Good. I remember that.
Now you remember. Okay. No, remember. I'm here to help you, see?
Yeah, got
I'm
you.
I'm here to help. So Karen, his
it's
daughter.
It's kind of related to me, by the way.
Okay, if you want to be keen. Okay. It's fine with me.
I'm just letting you know.
Well, I'm just
letting you
I'm
know.
Going, I'm going with I you if you some, say they kin to
I
you.
I have some relatives can. All over the world, you see.
Anybody can be kin to John if you so desire.
Well, they want to be related to me. That's
the that's what it is.
I'm just
okay.
allowing them
she
to
said me. That y'all were that you were very good friends with her father, okay? So I just want to clear
yeah, that's
that
what it is.
Y'all good friends and relatives.
That's right.
Okay, but anyway.
She's listening. Bro.
Yeah, she is listening. And we're going to play Will the Circle Be Unbroken for the family this morning. Right. And that is going out to them. And let's see what else. Mr. Huval called this morning. And your cousin Michelle called this morning.
Yeah, she wanted to hear that circle be unbroken.
Yes, yeah, she did.
Yep.
And O'Neill Davis called this morning.
Now, what was his problem?
He wanted me to play 17 songs for him.
17?
Yep, so I told him I wasn't going to play
any
songs.
Probably could name, but only one, probably.
Oh, he named two of them.
He named two?
To hear. I'm a farmer. I got that coming up. Yeah. You know, so just a little bit. And Rock Me by Bojack, which just played. So we did that. And want to remind everybody of the blood drive going on in Big Mamu this morning. And that is for Kevin James Hall II. And that is at the Mamu Teen Center. And they will be receiving blood from 9 to 2 p.m. And also serving gumbo and sauce pecan. And that is sponsored by the local United Way. United Blood Center here in Lafayette is actually collecting the blood. So for those of you that are in the Mamu area or around the area or want to support, it would be a great thing for you to do. They would certainly appreciate anything that you can do as far as giving blood to the young man, and that would be great. So if you have an opportunity, please go by and give
blood. Talking about the – well. Let's continue. Michael Frank, too, your cousin, called this morning and wanted to wish a happy anniversary to Lionel, Mr. and Mrs. Lionel Frank.
That's his brother.
That's right. Donald Kamuse having a big boucherie this morning.
Where?
In the Opelousas area. Yeah, and they said he got a big pig. So that
he
means
got big knives then.
Yeah. So that means that.
Did he say where?
It is.
I just said Opelousas. I mean, nice. So you got to ride her all the way around, trying to
around
find
there. But we'll find
Donald
out where
Kamuse.
It is, so we can put it on the air. So and then
invite
everybody over there.
I tell you that's a great, and it's a perfect morning for a boucherie.
Yeah, it is excellent. Nice. Excellent. Yeah.
It's still cool outside.
Yes, it is. It is. It's about 45 degrees when I came in. We're going to warm up a little bit. We're going to have a little frost. They had a little frost this morning, but that's going to be probably.
And John, today is the what?
It is the 16th.
Okay. How many more days in this month, John?
Well, we only have, 12 more days left in this month.
And,
however.
What is it that's going to happen? What's going to happen in February?
We're
going to
have snowflakes.
We're down to flakes now.
Yeah. Well, snow. That's snow.
But there's a difference between snow and snowflakes.
What causes snow?
Not snowflakes.
No, wait a minute.
Weather.
How does snow get on the ground?
That's how snow.
Okay. So we got you heard it, ladies and gentlemen, about how the snow
gets to the ground. So we're gonna have snowflakes.
We just had a little snow.
Just had a little snow. Go outside, and so a little snowflake.
Erica, come on over here.
Yeah, let's
come
talk on over to here. Erica. Let's find out what so. Erica can.
We're going to put this on right there so she can hear you.
Oh, all right.
Special.
Oh, you're very. Yeah, she loved that word, special. All right.
That's right.
Okay.
Go on, talk to the mic.
Okay, Erica. How are you, Erica?
I'm fine.
Good. And what do you do, Erica?
I am an instructor full time at UL. I teach University 100.
All right.
It is a wonderful required course for incoming freshmen to just basically get them acclimated to college and succeed that first year.
Sure, and it's not only it's for any freshman that even at my age, if it would be the first time I come to UL, I would go to your class.
Well, yes, typically it's the first time incoming freshman, so we like them fresh.
Okay, so what if I've been to college before and then I come to UL? Would that still be required of me? If I have a degree and I'm coming back to UL, would that still be required of me?
It's a little different for transfer students and students that have already been to college. Okay. So there may be some requirement issues that are not as stringent as the incoming freshmen.
Very good. So how's it going?
It's going great.
Had a lot of students came in this semester?
Yeah, we anticipated anywhere between 400 and 500 students, not including their parents. So
really?
Yeah, and we've had a really, really good show out today.
Well, that's good. That is good. I mean, and it's because of the job that you guys do.
Oh,
and starting with the president. Of course, we cannot forget T. Joe, Dr. Savoy, because of his, I guess, attitude towards education and how great of a guy he is good. And that makes people want to come to UL.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So. And you're here today to talk about?
Well, actually, I was just passing through and I had to make a stop to KRVS.
Good.
Glad I did. But the preview day, it's one of the largest recruiting events that the university holds.
Okay.
And we're going to have another one in March because it's received so well that we've had to kind of do another one. This is the third one. We're going to have a fourth one March 9th.
Okay.
But it's basically to introduce incoming students to all of the wonderful resources and things that the campus is offering to first-time incoming freshmen. So they're going to be able to preview the campus with their parents. We offer them breakfast when they get here, but they get to preview different colleges to see which one that may be suited for them. They get to walk the campus, tour the different departments, go to different breakout sessions like financial aid, learn more about TOPS and scholarship info and financial aid, and even go to the dorms. The brand new dorms that have just been built, and get to tour that. So it's a really good opportunity for and a nice way to spend a Saturday with your parents to get the information that you need about possibly attending UL.
The department heads are there also?
If they choose to be, some of them are. But we have several representatives from each department. So we were in full force from my department this morning. So.
And when is this going to be? February?
We have one going on right now till 3 o'clock. And it's pretty much, you can register ahead of time.
Okay.
But if you just hear about it, you're definitely welcome to just come in. But March 9th is the next one.
Okay, good. And John and I would like to be part of that. So when the students are coming, we could just shoot them through KRVS.
Absolutely, if you'd like to volunteer.
Yeah, we would love for them to just come through on a Saturday morning and see what we do, because this is part of UL.
There you go.
And it's part of communication, and we may inspire someone that would want to do this and say, God, I've heard these people for so long, so this is where they are. Some people really don't know that we're here at UL.
Exactly.
And, of course, there are other programs here at UL that they could be interested in. That goes on, and I think that would be a good thing.
Yes.
So we'd be more than willing to have them come through.
Well, I'll keep that in mind and give you all a call.
Yeah.
Next one.
Yeah, next one in March. Anything else?
That's about it. It's a beautiful day, and, again, UL has a lot going on, so we encourage any of the listeners who may have kids or grandkids or, people in their lives that are considering going to UL in the fall to check us out.
Well, I have two at UL, so...
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's good. I'm impressed.
Good deal.
What a good deal. So anything else going on? Anyone you want to say hello to this morning?
I'd like to say hello to my husband, JP, and the two kids, Ellis and Chloe. I had to leave early this morning to come and do this, so they're always wondering, when do we go out? But it's great. So good morning to them. I love them all. And anybody else who's listening, Ms. Haynes says hello.
Good deal. And any special student you'd like to say hello to?
Oh, gosh, I have too many.
Okay, yeah, that's the best way to do it. All right.
I get really close to some of my students, so it's kind of hard to just choose.
Right. Okay. So
But I'd like to say hello to my coworkers, Bill Leindecker and Dr. Renee Pogue and Dr. Teresa Wozencraft. We're all here on campus and spending a little time together on a Saturday.
Very good. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Good. Continue doing the good things because we want more people to come to UL.
I'll be
if you're
back.
In Lafayette, go to UL.
I'll be back.
Have a great time. Thanks.
Thank you.
Anytime. Our door is always open here at KRVS.
All right. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Erica.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
And this is going out to those that have lost someone dear to them, especially for Gerald Ozan family. And, John, you know of anyone else that you know of, maybe. Roscoe Chenier.
Yeah, Roscoe Chenier is one of them.
Of course, is another one that we lost in the past week. And just want to send that out to the family. For all of you that we may not know your name or know you as the family person of those that have lost, and we want to give this to you also this morning.
My best friend away. Undertaker,